Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. I thought the song was going to play, but I guess not. Welcome to a special edition of WFSO at the Meth. I'm Adrell. We're at a certain location in the Milwaukee area. Right now, just some of us just chilling, just watching to see who's coming and who's going and all that lot. Oh, starts on that hazel saying lot. So, probably the only person that was been spotted so far here was the camera guy. That's from WWE. That was all that was been spotted so far. And like right now, it's like a well, it's like only a few of us here, so that's a good sign because it's like good thing not many people like climbing here to you know, meet with them. So just hopefully you get lucky and just ran into some of them tonight. We will see. So as we just wait, sit here, and see what happens, we will just see. But let's see if I can. Oh, cool. Just going to try to plug my phone up here. Like I said, I thought normally that a song will play, but apparently it won't. So let me see if I can. Going to play a little something, so we will be right back.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling. and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with them.
Trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
back. We're still just sitting here, just waiting. Like I said, there's only like two of us that's here, so which is good. Maybe a better chance for catching someone without, you know, like a crowd of people just coming in. So that's good. Let's see. Monday Night Raw. What is there to say about that? Apparently has his funny moments, like with Dean Ambrose throwing like t-shirts and stuff for everybody, and got rings. So I see people were lucky enough to get a free t-shirt or something they was throwing out there. I guess he booby tried to breach it, as you saw a green mist came out and was sprayed on. So that was just kind of that was kind of funny. What else? They named their main event. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's see. They had a triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship. Dolph Ziggler, The Miz, and Cesaro, which was a good match. Of course, Dolph Ziggler did retain the title. Now, I thought the funny moment with that was like when The Miz and Sandow were both holding their legs, like their legs was like seriously hurt. I just thought it was funny. But this is good for community lab. But later on that day, Sheamus fought on Damian Mizdow. So that was a good battle. Sheamus did win the match. Yeah, Rosa went against Layla. I know like a few people were saying that Rosa will finally win, but unfortunately that did not happen. She lost and Layla won the match. And like, what was the purpose of Tyson Kidd being out there? That I don't really get. It's just like, why put him there? Why? There's no point. They put him out there, I guess, try to stir up something for the Total Divas show. Let's see. Nikki, I guess, put out a ended up being a 2-on-1 handicap match. It was Brie versus Cameron and Eva Marie. And okay, nobody important. But yeah, that 2-on-1, Brie did win the match, and it seems like they're gonna have a sister feud and all that good stuff. But like I said, we'll see, because like, and plus they ain't like making any matchup for Hell in a Cell. Of course, that match is coming, but then again, they got a lot of time to promote it, and what more can you do? Just out there and just like, just promote it. See what else. I'm just trying to remember. Los Matadores went against Heath Slater and Titus O'Neil, the Slater Gators, as they call themselves. So that match had happened. And with Adam Rose, the Bunny, and the Zodiac Express, they was all out there. I guess in Hornswoggle was dressed up as a crocodile, well, the alligator. Oh, my God. It has little laughs and stuff, like going against the bull and all that. And although lost, Matador did lose, and Heath Slater and Titus O'Neil did win the match. Adam Rose and the Bunny came in and interfered, had a little battle with them, and Los Matadores did a finishing move on Heath Slater, which was kind of funny, but yeah. What else? Like I said, well, we'll get on to the main event because I don't think that much of anything that, not like, like I said, it has its last and stuff, but not nothing that was that big has happened. Oh, yeah, Hulk Hogan was there. I guess he was talking about the Susan G. Komen cancer, you know, the breast cancer awareness. That's what they got going on. So that happened. Oh, yeah, and like I said, the main event, it was, oh, yeah, they did set up the match for next week, for next Monday's Raw, too. There's going to be Big Show versus Rusev. I guess we'll see how that ends from their match that happened this past Friday on SmackDown. Tomorrow on main event, it will be the rematch between Mark Henry and Bo Dallas, which Bo Dallas did won earlier today on Raw. He won that match. In the backstage, like, Bo Dallas was just jibbering, whatever. Then Mark Henry just came up with an assault on Bo Dallas, just really just knocked him clean out. So I guess that's what caused for them to have the rematch. So this should be interesting to see, like, if Mark Henry is going to win it this time. And I think he should. But we will see. The main event was Dean Ambrose and John Cena versus Randy Orton and Kane. Decent match. It was good for what it was. Seth Rollins' interference was cause of disqualification. So Cena and Ambrose did win by disqualification. And the authority just manhandled John Cena and Ambrose just like nothing. So it just all out, they just got their butts kicked. So that's mainly what happened on Monday Night Raw. And what I would think about, what I think about Raw, I will say that it was decent. It wasn't bad or anything, but it was decent. Like I said, it has some, hold on a second. I just put don't know. But seems like it's just going to be a little quiet right now. Normally, two of them will, like, show up. So I guess all of them didn't get the chance to get out early, but I guess not. So we're probably going to be end up waiting for the next couple hours. So we'll just see how that goes. Ooh, crap. Okay, there we go. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to cut the show short just only because it's like, surprise, you're hearing from fans and stuff, but there's not many wrestling fans here. So we will, I guess we'll see you guys. I probably will do an after show Tuesday, well, tomorrow, and I'm not going to tell y'all, like, what happened or anything like that, except for, like, the results of main event. And just say what matches that happened on Raw. So the scheduled match was supposed to be, Dean Ambrose, John Cena, and Roman Reigns go against the authority, Kane, Randy Orton, and Seth Rollins. But due to Roman Reigns' injury. Who knows if that's going to happen? So, it's close. But, anyways, well, like I said, I'm going to cut this short because it's really not like I thought you'd hear people. I was going to speak to some people and stuff like that, but apparently didn't go that way. But I will let you know tomorrow who run into and what's going to be going on. I'm going to try to do it right after the show, so just go from there and check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com, and also... Oh, the one of the security guards in WWE is here, so I mean some of them probably be on their way. But until then, this is our trail. Y'all have a good night, and we will see you guys tomorrow. So y'all guys have a good night, and we will see you later.